Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this episode is a math strat chat episode. What is math strat chat? Well, every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use. We love seeing everyone's thinking.
So this Wednesday, our math problem was 11 twelfths minus 2 thirds. How will you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it any way you want. The problem is 11 twelfths minus 2 thirds. Solve it and then come back to hear how we solve it.
All right, Kim, you're up first today. How did you solve 11 twelfths minus 2? No, yeah, 2 thirds.
Yeah. So 11 twelfths just screams a clock to me. And I know I've kind of used that strategy for a couple of weeks now, but it's just what comes naturally. So if I'm thinking about 12 twelfths, that's the whole clock. It's all 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. So then 11 twelfths would just be back 5 minutes. So that's 55 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's the over that I like to do. And then 2/3 I know is 40 minutes. So it's just 55 minutes minus 40 minutes is 15 minutes, which is equivalent to 3 out of 12, which is 1/4.
And when you said 50 minutes is equivalent to 3 out of 12.
Wait, 15 minutes.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Okay.
So when you said 15 minutes is equivalent to 3 out of 12, how did you know that?
Because if I'm thinking about a 3 on a clock, a minute hand being on a 3 on a clock, then that is 15 minutes out of the 60 minutes.
Gotcha. So you didn't actually write down 15 fraction bar 60.
No.
And then equivalent to 3 twelfths. So you said 15 minutes. I know where that is. It's on the 3.
Yep.
There's 3 out of 12.
Yep.
Cool. And then I'm a little curious. When you saw 3 out of the 12, did you say to yourself, oh, that's a quarter of an hour?
Yes. Cool. Yeah. Well, I thought about the 3 5-minute chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just know 15 minutes is a quarter of an hour.
Yep. Yep. Cool.
Yep. What'd you do?
Okay. I thought about the 11 twelfths similar to you, but I didn't really back up 5 minutes from the hour. I thought about the 11 on a clock. So I just pictured the minute hand on the 11. And then I thought about 2/3 of an hour as the peace sign. I kind of think about that as like cutting I just realized I'm jiggling my pen and sometimes it makes loud noises. And our editor was telling me the other day, don't jiggle your pen. Sorry, editor. So I thought about that 2/3 of an hour as being on the 8, minute hand was on the 8. So if I've got the minute hand on the 8, that's like 8 out of 12. So then I thought 11 twelfths subtract 8 twelfths. And I literally pictured the minute hand on the 8 and the minute hand on the 11. And I thought there's 3 5-minute chunks in between those.
Nice.
In other words, it's almost like an elapsed time thing. If I knew that I was at the 40 minutes or at that 8, then, you know, the hand was on the 40 minute, and I knew that I had to be somewhere by 5 till, that's like the 11. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So to get from 40 minutes to 55 minutes, I've got 15 minutes. Ooh, I got a quarter of an hour to get there.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought about the difference between them.
Yes. Oh, that's so nice because we did a subtraction problem last week, the week before, I don't know, but we both removed and I removed again this time and you found the distance between them, which is
fantastic. I was kind of thinking about like getting from, I often think about elapsed time that way where I like, oh, I have to be there 5 minutes, you know, before the thing starts so that I'm not really walking in late or whatever. So then how much time do I have? Travel time. Okay. When do I need to leave? You know, like sort of difference between those two.
Very
times.
Cool.
Nice.
Awesome. Very good. All right. So we can't wait to see your strategy. I wonder if you were like Pam and maybe even found the distance between your subtraction problem or like mine and you removed in some way or something entirely different. Represent your thinking, take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
Yeah, because the commenting is super fun, right? Like tell people what you thought about theirs. That encourages more people to put their solutions in because they're getting feedback. And when you're at it, while you're at it, tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math. And on Facebook, Math is Figure Outable. And use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the Math Strat Chat Problem every Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time and pop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Y'all, we love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable.